A week ago, Democrats were riding high following big wins in spots like Virginia, Georgia, and New York City. Turnout was high, with many Democratic voters rushing to the polls as a rebuke to the policies of the Trump administration. President Donald Trump reportedly was getting antsy because polling showed that voters were largely blaming him and Republicans for the ongoing government shutdown. Then over the weekend, Democrats let him off the hook, with several opting to end the shutdown. Michigan's U.S. Senators Alyssa Slotkin and Gary Peters voted against reopening the government. Senator Peters joins us now. So first off, quickly, what was this shutdown about?
Well, the shutdown was clearly about working to make sure that Americans were not going to be losing health care insurance. We know that some of the enhanced tax credits that made health insurance affordable were expiring at the end of September, and we've been pushing our Republican colleagues for quite some time to extend those subsidies while we look at long-term solutions. The idea of just pulling the rug out from underneath people when that was expiring was unacceptable, and what we're seeing happening as a result is that people are getting premium notices right now in Michigan that are extremely high, much higher than what they've been paying, in some cases 2 to 3 times what they were paying. And that means they're likely not able to afford insurance and are going to go without insurance. And the numbers are large. Nationally, well over 20 million people are seeing large increases in their health care. Estimates somewhere around 10 million may lose their health care coverage as a result.
So if the shutdown was over that, it doesn't sound like the shutdown accomplished its goal.
It certainly didn't extend it, which is what was the main goal for me, something that I felt very strongly about. It's why I voted no when the repeated times to reopen the government, including the last vote. I certainly wanted to have some concrete movement there. But I think it certainly has elevated, which is a good thing, the discussion about rising healthcare costs, and that we have to address it. I hope my Republican colleagues also share that view. They're going to have a chance to demonstrate that part of the agreement that those individuals who voted for the extension were able to get was a vote, an up or down vote sometime in early December. And hopefully my Republican colleagues will come to the table and faithfully and fairly negotiate a solution for us to move forward. But certainly we didn't get what I wanted, which is why I voted no.
Yeah. What I'm wondering is, why did your colleagues cave, though, in this regard?
Well, I want them to speak for themselves. Certainly, I know that they were focused on working on healthcare costs, but they were also concerned about the cost of the shutdown itself. Certainly, government employees who had been going without a check for quite some time, which puts a real strain on our families. Most families live paycheck to paycheck, and not being paid is an existential crisis for many, many families. The cut that what President Trump did in cutting food assistance, which was not necessary. There was money available. There were contingency funds that had already been appropriated by Congress. So the president basically did what I think is mean and unconscionable. And tried to force the issue by impacting hungry children. A large percentage, nearly 40% of folks who get food assistance are children. And then also the Trump administration's changes to air traffic to cause delays. I'm sure my colleagues who voted yes, that all weighed heavily on their mind, but they would have to speak for themselves.
Is this a failure of Democratic leadership to kind of, you know, whip everybody into shape and have them all heading in the same direction? Because this isn't the first time that we've seen some Democrats break off and end up siding, not necessarily siding with Republicans, but kind of, you know, ending any sort of momentum that Democrats might have had at that moment.
Well, certainly we were very united right to the end. There were some that did vote differently and voted yes. But, you know, if you look at the vast majority of the caucus that was united, you know, I put out a proposal just in the days prior to the vote, which said that we would just like a 1 year extension to the tax credits. And to me, that was similar to what a CR is. You know, a CR is just an extension of existing law while we continue to work out the details for appropriation. This would have been, in a sense, the same thing. just extend the credits for another year. It's existing law, just extend them. And then we can, in fact, also then put together a committee to come up with a longer term solution. So that was one where the entire caucus was united. But one has to remember in the Senate, we don't work for the leadership. We don't work for Chuck Schumer. Every senator represents the people in their state. I work for the people of Michigan, and my colleagues around the country work for the people in their individual states, and they have to ultimately do what they think is right. I don't take orders from anybody, and except the constituents that I care about, and certainly my colleagues share that view.
What if this gambit doesn't work? What if you know you get your vote, but Republicans still vote it down? That basically means that in addition to everybody not getting paychecks and people losing it on SNAP benefits, they're also going to be making higher payments into their health care plan.
They are, and I hope that doesn't happen. We're going to work aggressively, and we have an opportunity to put increased public pressure on those Republicans to extend at a minimum while we continue to work out details if it's not all worked out by the beginning of December, at a minimum. Try to extend this so the rug isn't pulled out from underneath people. Public pressure is important. And, you know, the thing that's really interesting and the thing that really made was really curious to me and kind of had a wonder why Republicans were putting up such resistance to just even a one-year extension. Because if you look at the people who are impacted by this, the people who are most likely to not only have large increases in premiums but also lose their insurance, if you break it down, it tends to be in congressional districts that are represented by a Republican, and it tends to be in Republican states that are represented by Republicans. So if Republicans don't care about the people in their own state or in their own district, it is certainly hard to get them to care about others. But I would certainly hope their constituents in their districts and states who voted for them tell them that this is unacceptable and we need to have a more common sense solution going forward. And they certainly should not pull the rug out from people who are going to be put into a very difficult situation.
One final question, a little bit off topic. Over the last 24 hours, we've seen House Democrats release an awful lot of correspondence and emails between Jeffrey Epstein and various people who work both behind the scenes and of some people of like notoriety and repute. Do you have any comment on some of the stuff that you've seen so far released in this latest drop of Jeffrey Epstein's emails?
Well, I haven't had a chance to go through and look at it. A lot of this has just been released, but I certainly will going forward. Actually, as a ranking member of Homeland Security and Government Affairs in the Senate, we're the top oversight committee. We've been working aggressively to get these files released. The American people have a right to know. I certainly hope the House takes that up in the next week or two. I think there's going to be a discharge to make that happen. I would hope that we have full transparency. The American people deserve to know. The American people deserve to have full transparency. I'm going to keep pushing on my end for what I can do. But bottom line, I think there's enough information out now that raises so many questions that have to be answered that we need to see the release of all of the documents.
Senator, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.